One sunny autumn afternoon, a child strayed away from its rude home in a small field and entered a forest unobserved. It was happy in a new sense of freedom from control, happy in the opportunity of exploration and adventure. For this child's spirit, in bodies of its ancestors, had for thousands of years been trained to memorable feats of discovery and conquest, victories in battles whose critical moments were centuries, whose victors' camps were cities of hewn stone. From the cradle of its race, it had conquered its way through two continents, and passing a great sea, had penetrated a third, there to be born to war and dominion as a heritage. The child was a